Hi, my name is Michael Saunders, and I'm a program manager on the Office Extensibility team. So you've probably been hearing a lot about the new add-ins model at Build. And my favorite part about add-ins is that they run across platforms. So you write your HTML and JavaScript code, and then that exact same code is running across everywhere that users have Office, whether that's Office on the desktop, in Windows, on the Mac, and it runs in your browser, and it runs on tablet devices. So today we're going to talk about Word specifically. There are hundreds of millions of users using Word across many different devices, and the only way that you can reach all those users in Word is with the new add-ins model. I'm going to talk about the new APIs that we're releasing and how that enables a whole bunch more functionality than what was available before. So we're going to start by taking a look at the release cycle that we have. We started by releasing, on the left you can see the Office.js 1.0 common API set across all the different Office apps. So in our Office 2016 release, we released APIs specifically for Word, and those APIs were shipped with a new release every quarter, starting with the Word API 1.1 release. I also want to point out that our pipeline is shared for anyone to see on GitHub, so we'd love if you went and checked that out, provided us feedback on the site. Today we're going to focus on the last two boxes on the right. That's announcing the 1.2 API set and the 1.3 preview. But before I talk about those, I want to answer a question that we get a lot. With so many different devices and platforms supported, how do you actually stay on the cutting edge without breaking any of your users who might not actually have the latest updates? So let's talk about that. Here's an example. Say you want to use an API that Microsoft hasn't shipped for Word Online yet in your add-in. In this example, it's the custom XML parts API. So that's no problem. You can use JavaScript, as I have in the example, to check whether that particular API is actually available and decide at runtime whether or not to let the user see each specific feature inside your app. Okay, but what if you absolutely need a particular API that's critical for your add-in? Well, you can use the manifest file and the XML code that I have below on the slide here. That ensures that the add-in doesn't even show up at all in a particular platform unless it supports the functionality that you need. Another thing to keep in mind when you're planning to ship an add-in for Word Online specifically is that your customers could be using any browser. So you should definitely test in all the popular ones like Chrome, Firefox, IE, Edge, and Safari. So if your add-in is on the Office Store, submit an update to get that enabled on any of the new platforms. So now I'll actually show you Word Online and some of the new APIs we shipped there. In this example, I'm writing an article about some tech companies, and I want to put in stock prices. So I'll enter the symbol for Microsoft stock here, and in the add-in task pane, I pressed connect. And as you can see, the stock price is now inside the document. So now this add-in is using the bindings API, which inserts a content control inside Word. So here for Google, I'll do the same thing, enter the Google ticker, press connect. Now that 735.02, there's the stock price, it's in a content control. And every few seconds, the add-in is also calling an API to set data to that binding, so the stock prices are updating in real time. Developers like using this API in the desktop version of Word, and now all those add-ins can work inside Word Online. So you just saw the new APIs in Word Online, but that isn't the only work that we've done in Word Online, and that's not even close. By the end of April, we'll have enabled all of these 1.1 APIs, these objects, in the Word Online specific sets. So the unifying theme here is the document authoring capability, which means that these APIs we'll let the add-in use all kinds of content to construct a document, whether that's text, images, formatting, or other types of content. So now we'll talk about what's new with the Word APIs overall. We've now publicly released the Word API 1.2 set. A lot of those additions were in response to your feedback. And One of the biggest improvements that we made was the ability to handle inline pictures with much better control than what was available before. So anything that you could do with a normal range object in the API, you can now do with inline pictures. You can also access the positions of elements inside the document. So now let me show you these APIs in action. We're going to start by adding a bunch of content to the document. That's doable with the 1.1 set that was released before. Next, I'm going to replace that image in the top right with a valid one. The add-in is using the new inline picture API to achieve that. The next step here is to search through the document with the search API to create content controls around the word Contoso, and I've formatted that, and now I'm going to change the text within that content control. And the last API that I'll show you here is step number 5. That inserts a base64 format file directly into the document body, also something that wasn't possible before. You can see it at the bottom. Now we really get to the cutting edge of these new APIs. We're announcing a brand new set of functionality that covers a whole bunch of important APIs, and that is the 1.3 set. Once you have 1.3, you can essentially access and control anything that you want inside the document. And that includes existing types of content, and also new ones like lists and tables and hyperlinks too. For example, you can split up a paragraph into each of its individual words if you want, or you can check to see whether one range is within another one. We've shipped in preview, which means that these APIs still aren't finalized. And in order to use them for now, you'll have to point to a different office.js file on the CDN I've listed up here, which is in beta. It's also just in Office for Windows Desktop currently, but of course, we'll be shipping it across the other platforms once the API is finalized. And we hope that you visit GitHub, check out the open spec, and give us feedback to let us know what you think. So now I'm going to show you a couple of those brand new APIs in the same document. This function is just ridiculous, of course, but it's really showing the power of the range manipulation methods. You can see that each word is being selected and modified individually. The other example is something that tons of people have requested. You can now create and open a completely new file with new content right here from JavaScript. So there's the new file, and just to show you that it's different, switch back, there's the original file. So those were the Word 1.3 APIs. Thank you for taking the time to learn about the new APIs for Word. Check out dev.office.com for all the latest info on how to write and ship awesome add-ins that work across platforms. Please try out these APIs and let us know what you want to have next. Have fun developing.